right now.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is that a depleted roster? They're all at a rape party.
Fucking white people.
Jeez. Oh, all the black kids are on the court now for Duke.
Oh, no, the center is white. The power forward's white.
I'm sorry, that's all the black kids they have. Yeah.
Super Nintendo Chalmers asked, was the leg snap worse than when Sid Vicious snapped his shin? It's very comparable.
Mm. Yeah, it's close.
But Sid deserved it. He was yeah. a prick. He stabbed people with scissors.
It's true.
He stabbed Arn Anderson with the scissors. Is that correct?
Yeah.
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 I feel like when it happened to Sid, it was lower down on the leg. It was like closer to the ankle. This was like right, like in the middle of the shin.
I have to take a good close look at it. I haven't seen it.
Which is probably even worse.
I saw it on Noah's screen like 10 feet away, so I'll take a look
rough
at home.
Stuff.
But I'll tell you, Sid once left his WWF contract to go play in a softball league.
Sorry about that.
Wait,
not
what?
Not that Sid.
Oh.
Sid, this guy in the...
Psycho Sid Vicious?
In wrestling, yeah.
Oh.
He just bailed on his contract. He said, I'm going to play softball this
Didn't season. He break his leg too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it came up.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about that. Spaced out a little. That's right. We all do it.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't even here for the first 20 minutes. I can't criticize you.
Yeah, and I'm usually not here for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, why aren't you high? What's going on?
You're not high?
I'm not high enough.
Yeah. Well, we could change that. Okay.
On the air. Let's see.
Use that broken shaft.
Paid for
this
420 vacation.
Still got about 8 minutes left in the show.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, thanks.
So we can get high for those 8 minutes.
What about Sid and Darren?
Are they We're going to get a contact high, as usual.
Well, let's talk about X-Pac.
Speaking of gruesome injuries.
Professional wrestler X-Pac, Sean Waltman, he has this move called the Bronco Buster, which he throws his opponent into a turnbuckle, and the opponent is like sitting with his head like resting on the turnbuckle, mm-hmm. and then X-Pac runs from across the ring, jumps onto his opponent, and basically sits on him with his crotch mm-hmm. right in the opponent's face, and then just jumps up and down, hops up and down. It's
like
called,
he's riding a bull.
Yeah, and it's called a Bronco Buster.
Oh my goodness!
Now he's been doing this move for basically 20 years. He's like in his 40s now, no longer a young man. And he was performing at the retirement show of another professional wrestler,
yeah.
Jerry Lynn, and did the Bronco Buster, and in the process, as he jumped, ripped open his anus.
Now, I got
already open?
Tore it open. He tore it apart. He got a torn anus.
I got to stop you there, because I feel... Yeah, CBS yeah. covered it. It's on yeah. Deadspin now. No, I feel like... Doing that move, there had to be some pre-softening up of the anus. I don't feel like from a normal anus that could have ripped that way.
You go out with China long enough.
Yeah.
Anus is going to be worn out.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I feel like there was some insertion there before that move had happened.
Maybe he had a toy in there or something already, and he forgot
to take
it out.
Oh, at the time? You think a toy fell out of his ass in the ring?
No, or he put in like a Tonka truck or something.
It was a Bruno Sammartino action figure. Those old like rubber ones.
Hey, what am I doing in here?
Oh, it was actually Bruno Sammartino.
It was really Bruno. No, it was a talking Bruno doll.
Keeps him warm in there. His teacher.
You say Bruno. I keep thinking you're talking about my Bruno.
Well,
your Bruno is your Bruno's smarter.
The thing is, he kept wrestling in the match. And did like a top rope move, and then he took a move through a table.
So even though he had a torn anus, he continued fighting?
Yeah.
See, that goes more to my theory, because he didn't even know his anus was torn.
Here,
was there blood?
It must happen all the time.
Yes.
It was blood?
He goes, thank you everyone for the kind wishes and some funny one-liners. I'm sure they were hard to pass up. If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? The video doesn't do justice to the severity of the situation. The turnbuckle wasn't covered. And my landing should have been at 45 degrees. Oh, so maybe that's why he got the tornado, because he landed.
Matt's fault.
Convenient excuse.
I ended up landing hard and horizontal. The turnbuckle ripped me another new hole.
I had
one new hole.
I knew it right away. You can see me tell the ref, tore my ass. I went to the after party briefly, but had to leave as my blood started gushing.
Well, that's the party just getting started at that
hotel
point.
Hotel looked like a murder scene. So much blood.
Ass blood.
Hotel security called the ambulance. Dr. Morgan at HCMC performed a sphincterplasty to save me from having to have a colostomy bag.
He would have been the. I want to see a wrestler with a colostomy bag.
And I got to say, it shows great self awareness here going, it's hard not to laugh, so feel free to find it humorous. I did almost bleed out before the ambulance got here, though.
Can you imagine a wrestler?
Sphincterplasty.
I never heard that word before. That's great.
Jesus.
The name of Rob's forthcoming autobiography.
Sphincterplasty. My life as a robber. I would love to see a wrestler come to the ring and his gimmick is that he has a colostomy.
Yes.
And he just has to take it off.
And he hits the opponent with it when the ref's not looking.
That's his foreign option.
It's like great Muta, except it's brown mist.
Yeah, he just sprays the brown in your face.
Oh, fuck off, brown mist! Oh, it smells terrible!
King, you saved up that poop for a week.
Little kid imitators would come to the arena with Ziploc bags filled with their own shit.
They would put a tarp over the front row like Gwar.
Yeah.
Or Gallagher. Yeah. Gallagher's audience.
Gwar probably is already working on this.
Colostomy bag. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ric Flair should do that.
Oh, let's leave Ric Flair alone this week. His son died.
I'm sorry for his son, but come on.
Of embarrassment.
What did his son wind up dying of, by the way?
They don't know. There's going to be a...
I think it's pretty safe to assume.
But it's probably drugs, yeah, because he got arrested for heroin possession a few years ago.
So you were saying how you think the kid just had too much pressure from being Ric Flair's son.
I was saying, yeah, like, being Ric Flair's son is probably, like, having Ric Flair as a dad is the worst person.
But what pressure? Hey, are you not alcoholic, womanizing, deadbeat like your father? No, I'm just a regular dude. Oh, okay, congratulations.
Boy, at the time he was growing up, though,
yeah,
and forming his emotions, his father
was
a big star.
How old is he?
Star.
Like in his early 20s.
24.
I think, yeah, so Flair was already past his prime by then.
But I'm saying, like, 15 years ago, he
was But he was already, like, a legend. Yeah, like...
And now it's worse because he won't go away. Like, he's still staying, being the... It's not like, my dad's in a nursing home and he used to be Ric Flair.
This
he's
is what
still
I
Ric Flair.
This is what I keep thinking about is, like, they probably went out to bars together,
yeah,
and like he would be Reed, his son would be hitting on a girl, and then Ric Flair would probably come in and cock block, or like,
I
hey, got a sister.
I don't think any 20-something-year-old girl would know who the fuck Ric Flair is. Just like,
I feel in North Carolina. No,
yeah,
North Carolina, he's a celebrity there.
But if you could just have, if you could have the money that his son has and get the fuck a younger version of Ric Flair, wouldn't any girl prefer that?
Does his son have money? What does his son have
sure
money
he has
from?
Whatever money is dad.
Dad has nothing. Spoiler alert.
I'm sure they have something.
Well, why is he broke then? He gave it all to Reed? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Puppy Stomper asks, would Noah fuck Ric Flair's son's dead corpse?
No.
Would you have fucked him when he was alive, though? Look at him. Look him up. Reed,
what if
Reed
Jake
Flair.
Was Ric Flair's son?
I don't think.
But his
Jake,
anus
yeah.
was intact.
Reed what, Flair is not Noah's type at all.
What if Ric Flair and Hitler were both inside of Jake's body?
What if Jake tore his anus during a show and he was about to bleed out, and the only way to stop him from bleeding out was you had to put your mouth around his anus to stop the bleeding?
Would
you,
you
do
would
that?
Do
for
that.
Him?
Come
for
on.
Jake?
Yes.
Of course I would do that.
You drink up all his ass blood.
But what if the only way to do it was to suck Dave Mustaine's 59-year-old penis? Would you do that?
That was the antidote to a torn anus.
Yeah, that's how you save Jake's torn anus.
You'd cauterize it with his cum.
You gotta suck David's titty flab.
No. Ew.
Can't have lesbian
sex. I don't think Jake would want me to suffer just because he's suffering.
But he might die.
Yeah.
It's okay, we have really good science and medicine in this country.
You want Jake to have a colostomy bag the rest of his life, Noah?
Would you
stop
still
it.
Be with him if he had a colostomy bag?
Stop.
Oh, she said it. That's
said
the
no.
line. She would leave Jake if he had a colostomy bag. All right.
Wow.
Wow, Jake, you hear that?
No, I wouldn't.
You hear that,
Joe? I said, I don't want to hear this anymore.
What, you would wheel Jake around all day with his IV and his...
Change the bag out in the tube.
Wipe his pooper.
His penis is still working, right?
Yeah,
well, but it smells like poop.
What if it wasn't? Right by his colostomy bag, though.
Wait, what if it wasn't working? You wouldn't be with him anymore?
So that's the line.
What if you go down on
him
and you have to rest
working.
The bag on the top of your head while you suck him off?
Oh, my God. I'm just going to keep answering yes, yes.
You're like a shitbag shelf.
What if the only way that his colostomy bag would work is if you wore it on your head all the time?
Yes, I would do it. Yes.
It got embedded in your skull somehow, and you couldn't get it out without
losing your
brain.
It blended in with my hairline.
This should be a movie. You've effectively become Siamese colostomy twins.
Is this the plot of Iron Man 2? I think it is. I think so.
Campion has a thought on what the speech at the funeral is going to be. Ric Flair is just going to go, "My son, woo! I will, woo! Always, woo! Love, woo!
Why are we here again?
Mean, woo!
Woo!
Gene! My son was great." And like, Gene Okerlund is an athlete at the funeral.
How old was his son?
Like 24, 25?
You see, it's simple! I am very sad today, but I'm incapable of showing any emotion other than a wrestling promo. Woo!
Eric Bischoff, you will pay for this. This is somehow your fault.
Who would have thought that my son would be in the ground before me? Woo!
Oh my, look at this picture of Ric Flair that TMZ posted.
Oh, no.
Pancakes.
Ric Flair is saying.
Look at his face. Looks like a dodo.
You know what I always say? To be the man, you gotta outlive your son. And I am the man.
Woo!
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Well, you know what? That's not making fun of his son. I feel like Ric Flair is a douche that partially caused his son's death. So fuck him. Having a terrible life. He can't be a good parent.
He's the worst parent. Yeah. He admits so in his autobiography.
All right, so you made your son miserable. This is your consequence.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel bad for Ric Flair.
Yeah, I was talking to Darren, or Sid, I think I told, like, you know who's got to feel a little better about himself today? Hulk Hogan.
Because his daughter's alive.
Both his kids are alive, and the worst that his son did is cripple, basically murder another person.
Right.
But he's still alive.
Right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's marginally ahead. He's like 3-star, and Ric Flair is like 2-star.
Ric Flair is the USOP that shut down.
Yeah, Ric Flair is a 2-star human being and parent. He's USOP. He's useless. How do you pay for that funeral, by the way?
He has a hookup. He has a hookup, the Undertaker.
Oh!
Am I right? Look at the time.
Oh, yes. This is very offensive.
Yeah.
I know. I feel really bad.
We didn't even mention Dimebag at all. And it's like the worst thing.
He's still dead, right, Rob?
Dimebag is dead. Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Terrible. All right. Well, I think we should dedicate the show to the memory of Ric Flair.
Okay. Good night, funny man.
And, when Vince McMahon was asked about his thoughts on Ric Flair, he kept it short and sweet.
Who?
I'm a nigga.
Vince McMahon?
No, I thought he was going to say who.
I'm a nigga.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, Ric Flair was his nigga.
I'm a nigga.
You're forcing it now.
I'm a nigga.
Do you think that Vince McMahon actually knew who Ric Flair's son is or what?
Yeah, no, he had to know him, yeah.
He has to know him to hit ignore on the call.
Yeah.
And he calls him, asking for work.
Ric Flair's daughter is actually training in their minor leagues, WWE's minor leagues. Her name's Charlotte.
Oh.
Well, not her real name, but her stage name.
It's not her real name?
No.
Is she attractive?
What does she look like?
Let's see.
She looks like Ric Flair with long hair.
What do I look for? Charlotte Reed?
Are they did with Mr. Perfect's son? Are they not mentioning that?
Yeah, they're not mentioning that.
That's terrible. Use her name. Why not?
She's all right. She's not ugly, but...
Yes, she is. She's hideous. Awful. She looks like Ric Flair. She looks exactly like Ric Flair.
Yeah, she's the sporty type.
Yeah.
I got Charlotte
Weightlifting
Reed.
Sporty.
No, Flair. Just do Charlotte Ric Flair's daughter.
You look like Charlotte Ray.
Charlotte Rickles. See who that is.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Oh, then there's a photo comparing Ric Flair's daughter and Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Oh, no. Hulk Hogan's daughter is way worse.
Would you let Jake have sex with Ric Flair's daughter?
Well, because it's a gay, it would be a gay sex, so it wouldn't, it's not like cheating, right?
Because Charlotte's
she
a man.
She has the grossest body. Like, she has no curves. She's like a box.
So is Ric Flair.
Awful.
Yeah, she literally has Ric Flair's body.
No, there's this one other photo where she has fake tits, it looks like. So.
Well, WWE pays for those.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to turn my computer, but you could see it here. Yeah.
No, Rick didn't pay for that. She makes more money than Rick does now.
At this point, well, she gets to keep more of it because the government isn't taking some of her paycheck, because that's what happened to Ric Flair.
So she doesn't pay taxes?
No, Ric Flair didn't pay taxes, so the government issued a seize on his...
Okay,
like,
but even if you do pay, that's the government taking...
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay, you in the
IRS,
process.
If you're listening, I think Rob just gave himself away, by the way.
I definitely pay taxes.
Ask your friend on Facebook what to do in this situation. Your Jewy accountant.
My Jew accountant.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, well...
That was fun today, you guys.
It was a good show.
I'm glad you decided to come here.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe when you get home, work on fixing that clock. It's been a few weeks.
Here's the really dumb thing. I have two other things that tell time right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Your computer.
And didn't even look.
Oh, and your phone, yeah. Oh, we were talking about how you don't like using your cell phone in your house, right?
Right. Well, no, I don't. Well, what do you mean?
Well, you prefer your house phone. You just don't like using your cell phone.
I use my landline whenever I'm home, yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's not for text.
Because you get a headache, you said, from...
I get a headache from wireless, extended wireless usage.
That's what it was.
Of any kind. I don't have...
Yeah. I couldn't remember why.
Do you have
any
metal plates in your head?
No. I have only Ethernet cabling in my house on all computers.
No, yeah, you don't have Wi-Fi in your house.
No
too.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you don't like the radio.
Were you ever abducted by aliens?
No. I think it does. I don't think, I'm not like a conspiracy theory, like it gives you cancer or anything, but I think that, you know, your brain is made of neurons that transmit electric impulses.
Yeah.
So if that thing is made to send electrical impulses through the air, why is it so strange that it would interfere with your brain's activity? Not that it would kill you, but that it might scramble things slightly.
Hmm.
That concludes episode this of Livecast Metals Injection. Oh, wow. What happened in my brain? Scrambling my words.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Darren. You're right.
Well, for 40 years, people smoked cigarettes, and they thought that didn't do shit, and then they figured out that it did. So.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're ruining my high right now. I'm, like, overthinking it.
I really don't think that there's no scientific evidence that suggests that it gives you cancer or anything like that to die from.
No, but...
There's no reason to think that, but I do think there's plenty of reason to think that it could interfere with things physiologically in your body.
Or a mind control.
I mean, it's powerful enough to go up to a fucking satellite. We can't do anything going through your body. Whatever. All right, Noah's making faces now. She's
no.
Upset.
Yes.
You're freaking her out.
You're freaking me out, Darren.
No, if you...
Well, that's why I use it as little as possible. I'm not going to throw my cell phone away, but I mean...
A few people in the chat want to know if Jake's going to be on the show next week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well,
how did they know
he'll
that?
He'll be here, but he's not... I don't know. If he wants to be on the show, he could tell
him. He's in the bedroom right now. Just wheel him out.
I wish.
Next Sunday is WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's right.
So after we do our show, we're going to have a WrestleMania party.
And then we're going to watch the pay-per-view. First, we're going to wrestle.
Hello.
My girlfriend will be coming over here.
I'll bring my singlet.
I won't be here.
Oh, Sid won't be here for the whole show.
Aww. Yeah. Cancel that trip. Come on.
Barbecue is important. As is Mexican food.
Everyone else but me is eating Texas barbecue, man. I gotta go down there.
Oh, I have eaten Texas barbecue in Dallas.
Duran. I want to go to like Memphis, get some Memphis barbecue.
Yeah, let's just go on like a food trip, we'll finish in Colorado. Oh no, we'll start in Colorado.
Yes.
And then go on.
Yeah,
Bonnaroo in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So go to Bonnaroo. And then that's your excuse to eat food there.
You're right. Well, you can't like leave. Like when you're at Bonnaroo, you're just there.
Is it a fucking hostage situation? You go where the fuck
you're just
you
on
want?
So much drugs you can't.
No,
really
it's like it's
on.
Out of town. It's like in the middle of a field,
rent
in the middle of nowhere.
Rent a fucking car.
Yeah, but you when you park it there, you can't just leave.
Why not?
Because it's like Woodstock. You'll just.
There's so then after Bonnaroo ends, stay an extra day or get there a day early. Come on.
Why are we arguing
about
this?
Whole
this?
Fucking
What's going
thing
on?
Out for you?
What's going on?
You don't really want the barbecue.
Jeez.
Can believe
you're
you.
Right. You're right.
End this fucking show. Tired of the lies.
We'll be back next week with a new Sidless episode. There will be less arguing.
Yes.
And more positivity.
Thank you to Three Star Diner.
Yes.
And
Robert
oh, and
Jewish
Eddie
friend.
For calling in.
Yeah.
And Eddie.
Leonie's.
Oh, Blimpy. No, UA or whatever.
UA?
The weed trip.
Colorado, yeah, the state of Colorado.
World Cannabis Week, yeah. Which is the acronym is WCW.
Well, they ain't using it.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by the numbers 4, 2, and 0.
Mm. Well, half of it is.
Whatever. That half doesn't count. The other half doesn't count.
Okay.
Just kidding.
So we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening and visit the website. Send us your mashups. Win some tickets. Bye-bye.